Hello, everyone, and I'd like to welcome you to Rock Solid Custom Rod's first podcast. My name is James. I'm the owner, operator, and I'm also a veteran. This is my first time doing this, so you kind of got to bear with me if you can, please. It might be a little rough, but hopefully in future episodes, it'll get a lot easier and a lot smoother. But anyways, like I said, my name is James, and I own and operate RockSolidCustomRods.com. And I kind of want to tell you how the company came to be, its history, where it's at now, and hopefully, God willing, where it'll be in the future. But anyways, you know, I grew up in the Treasure Coast area, which is the Indian River, St. Lucie, Martin County areas. And I fished the state of Florida my whole entire life. That includes everything from Indian River Lagoon down to Key West, up to Punta Gorda on the West Coast, Chokoloskee, Everglades National Park, 10,000 Islands. You know, if it had water on it, I was throwing a line to it. I also fished both Gulf and Atlantic sides, inshore and offshore, and love every minute of it. Loved every minute of it, and still love every minute of it. As a kid, you know, growing up, I would jump in the truck, drive till I found a body of water that I liked, and I would camp out for like 2 or 3 days and just fish it. You know, and back in those days, people my age, you know, remember that doing things like that was a little easier than it is today. Not like today. But anyways, as time went on, I joined the Army. I was in the Army from 93 to 01, both active and reserves. When I got out, I got married, moved down to Broward County. And when I moved to Broward County, I became a inshore backcountry flats water guide. Did that for a number of years. Also worked at, you know, one of the local chain tackle shops, taught fly casting, fly tying lessons, that type of thing. Helped customers pick out rods, helped customers rig what they needed to rig, whether it was dredges, you know, lining their pole, lining their reel, or whatever the case may be. And while guiding out there, you know, I went through a lot of rods, obviously. You know, had a lot of rods I liked, off-the-shelf rods. But, you know, there are little things about them I didn't like. You know, maybe the guide spacing wasn't, you know, too far apart. Maybe it was too close together. It affected castability. Didn't allow the line to curve around the blank like I liked. You know, adding more stress points, possibly increasing the, you know, fish breaking off. Things like that. Maybe I didn't like the handle because it didn't fit my hand quite right. Or I just didn't like the reel seat. You know, little nitpicky things. So while guiding, I decided to build my own rods for my boat. And the reason why I did that was because I wanted my customers and my clients to have the best possible equipment they could have to catch what they wanted to catch. And to give them the, obviously, the best possible chance of doing so. While building rods, I experimented a lot with guide placement, guide spacing, handles. I used modeling clay to, you know, mold a grip of my hand so I could, you know, put more towards one side of the handle than the other, you know, increase the size of it here, decrease the size of it here, so it fit my hand better. Then as I was building them, I put them on my boat. And when my customers on the boat would start using them, they're like, hey, I really like this rod. It feels really good. You know, where'd you get it? I tell them, I built it. And then they started asking me, hey, can you build me a rod? And I was like, sure, why not? And that's how Rock Solid Custom Rods started. At that time, didn't really have a name for the rod building side, only the charter side. You know, started building rods professionally. As time went on, you know, life changes, marital status change, that type of thing. I ended up getting out of it for a little while and moving back to the Treasure Coast to be closer to my family. Anyways, while there, you know, I got a job as a contractor with DOD, went overseas for about 2 years, worked as a medic, came back and started fishing again. And when I started fishing again, I started building rods again. It was kind of like my therapy for being away, I guess you could say. You know, after a little while, my best friend in the entire world, who's also a captain and he owns his own lure company called Maria Gear Lures, Carlos Rodriguez, came to me and said, hey, man, you know, why don't you start getting back into it and building rods for people? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? Because as I was doing it, the passion that I had for it before, the love I had for it before, all started flooding back. It came back in waves, and I realized then exactly how much I really missed doing it and how much passion and dedication I was able to put into it. So I built Carlos a rod, and that's how Rock Solid Custom Rods came to be, and that's where the name came from. The reason why the name Rock Solid was there is because I built Carlos a rod 15 years ago, and it's still going strong. Actually, I built him a couple of rods, and they're all still going strong. And he says, man, when you build a rod, you build it rock solid. And so I hem-hawed with the name, and like I said, that's where Rock Solid came to be. Anyways, while I was doing that, time went on. I found, my soulmate, my current wife. She might say more to the effect I'm, her soulmate, or more often her pain in the butt. Hey, what her husband's supposed to do, right? So, and we moved, we got a new house. I built a shop on my property, and now that's where I build custom rods from. And, I love doing it. Don't get out to fish as much as I wanted to, but hey, at least this is an aspect of fishing that I love. So anyways, now I build out of the shop in my, on my property. When I started the company back up, a lot of my old clients actually found out that I was building rods again, and they started calling me up and saying, hey, could you build a rod for me too? And I'm like, sure. And, today when I started this company, it's went off like a rocket off of NASA's launch pad. We're going strong now. One thing at my company that we like to do is I like to talk to people. I like to find out what their wants are, what their needs are, what they want the rod to do, what are they fishing for, so on and so forth. And being prior military, I pay attention to the details as best I can. When you think about that, everything's in the details, and it doesn't matter what you do, whether you own your own business, you're working at your job, your relationship. And more often than not, most of the stuff is in the little details, the little things. That's where the old adage comes, the little things are what counts. So I try to pay attention to that as much as possible. Not only that, I like to bond with people. A lot of my clients now are my friends. We go fishing on a regular basis. I'm a people person. What can I say? With that being said, we listen. We want to hear from you. We want to make that bond with you. And you'll notice that when you call Rock Solid Custom Rods, you have a person that listens to what you want, what you need, how you want it. And, we want to give you the best possible rod we can give you. We want you to love that rod. Obviously we want you to come back as a customer in the future. But we're also type people, hey, if we build you a rod and that's the only rod you wanted and you don't want another one, give us a holler anyways. We'll go fishing at the very least. When you come to Rock Solid Custom Rods, it's like seeing a friend or a family member that you really like. And that's how we want you to feel. We don't want you to come in and, feel like you got to fill out a bunch of forms, answer a bunch of questions, things like that. We want you to feel like you came in, had a conversation that you really enjoyed, walk out and say, hey, we really like this place and, just want to call up and talk, that type of thing. Kind of bring that old school tackle, that old school tackle shop feel back. The thing that we miss so much, that I think as fishermen, when we walk into a, tackle shop or rod building shop or something like that, pull up a chair, have a conversation, as long as you don't mind me working while we're talking, that type of thing. I love that. I love that bond with people. But anyways, hopefully here in a little while, we'll be able to expand the shop a little bit, get more rods pumped out for people, that type of thing. Maybe have a couple of rods we can put in shops, but I kind of want to stay more to that custom realm because I don't want to lose that connection with people. I love that connection with people. Sometimes it annoys my wife because I'll get calls at 9 o'clock at night. And, you know, it's maybe just one of my clients just wanting to talk because he has no one else to talk to or she has no one else to talk to. And, you know, it feels great to know that they can, that, you know, I'm able to give that to them, you know, a person they can just talk to, and it's about fishing. So that way it gets their mind off, you know, whatever worries they had that day, whatever troubles were going on, and it just gives them time to recoup, relax, recharge, you know, whatever the case may be. You know, I love that bond with people. And I feel like in this day and age, it's harder to find. And that also goes towards customer service. I mean, you know, with customer service, we want to try and be the top, the best. You know, whether you want a rod or not, whether, you know, you want a custom rod built or you have a favorite rod already you really like and you want to get it, you know, shined up, repaired, wherever the case may be. You know, it whatever it is, it's, that, you know, we want you to be able to come to us. So anyways, that's where we're at now. Like I said, hopefully we'll be able to expand the shop, maybe put a few rods in the, maybe, you know, expand our line a little bit, put a couple rods in the shop for people to go and buy. But we kind of want to stick more to that custom rail because we don't want to lose that bond with our clients, our friends, our customers. You know, we want to keep that. Other things we do is, you know, we're involved in our community. My current wife, who's my soulmate, and like I said, she probably claims me more as her pain in the butt, but love her to death, wouldn't change her for the entire world. And if it wasn't for her support, we wouldn't be here. She's president of one of the local manatee clubs. I support the FWC. I support our veterans. I support Florida State Parks. And I also support taking kids fishing. I love taking kids fishing. My kids, I have a son and a daughter, and my nephew, they're all about the same age. You know, I've built them rods, fiberglass rods, you know, not expensive graphite rods, but I built it because I know how rough kids are on rods. And, you know, to me, I found out that it doesn't matter. You can give a kid a broomstick with guides on it and line, as long as they're catching fish with the person they love, that's what they enjoy the most. Yeah, I take them out, and it doesn't matter what they catch. You know, anything from, it could be a channel catfish all the way up to a snook or a redfish. As long as they're catching fish and they're with someone they truly enjoy being with, they just love it all out. You know, I start them off and with live bait, obviously, so they catch fish and have fun. And then, you know, I'll move them up, start teaching them how to use lures. But the look on their face, it's priceless. And anybody who knows who takes kids fishing, you're not going to be fishing much yourself, if at all, because you'll be bouncing from kid to kid. But, you know, just the smiles on their face, the bond that you make with them, it's priceless. And, you know, over time, you'll gain the best fishing partner you've ever had in your life. You know, my daughter, she's 12. She came up to me a little while back and says, "Daddy, I want to learn how to build rods." So I bought her a starter set and I'm teaching her, and it's been one of the best experiences of my life. You know, and I guess that's why I love that bond with people, because I try to create and maintain a strong family bond, and there's nothing more important than family. And when you come to Rock Solid Custom Rods, that's how we treat you, like family. But anyways, you know, our veterans, we support wholeheartedly, me being one myself. Also, me being a first responder now, I support our first responders to the utmost. We also give discounts to teachers because my wife, she is a teacher. She's actually the director of guidance at one of the local high schools. You know, if you're a teacher, first responder, veteran, you know, active duty, you know, we give discounts to those because why? They're the ones out there making sure we're safe, making sure our life is better, and educating us. And they are, in my opinion, some of the best people you will ever, ever meet, be friends with, you know, create a bond with. Because why? The teachers and the counselors, they mold our children for the future, along with the parents. You know, our first responders keep us safe, keep us healthy, and our veterans, they protect our borders, they protect our country. I support them 100%. Like I said, I also support our local community, our FWC, our Florida State Parks. And I also try to be and teach my kids to be great stewards of the environment. You know, if you're out fishing at a place and it's got trash, pick it up, throw it away. Set an example for people to follow. You know, try to keep our areas clean. Try to, you know, not harm the environment, you know, and try to keep our fish stocks healthy and going for our future kids to be able to do, for our future offspring, you know, whether it be your grandchildren, your children, somebody else's children, it doesn't matter. So our future population will be able to enjoy this and also start learning how to keep things clean, keep things going, you know, just being, carrying over that characteristic of being a great steward of the environment into the future. I found out that, you know, a long time ago that it takes a long time to break a bad habit, but it only takes one time to let that bad habit come back. And, you know, I try to teach my children, I try to teach, you know, other people that, hey, look, you know, as long as you don't let that one time happen, you know, you'll keep going, you know, if that makes sense. You know, and set an example, be an example out there, you know, show people that, you know, don't complain about something, do something about it. And I support that wholeheartedly. But anyways, you know, that's what we're all about, you know, kind of like a one-stop shop. You know, if you see us out there, say hi. If you know, want to join our family and you want a rod, whatever the case may be, you know, give us a holler. You can see some of my work at www.rocksolidcustomrods.com. You can email us at sales, S-A-L-E-S, at rocksolidcustomrods.com. You can even call our line. It's 772-245-0987. Drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to fit your fishing needs as best we possibly can. And hopefully in future episodes, you know, like I said, they'll get a little easier. Hopefully not as rough as this one. We'll also have guests on. You know, my buddy and my best friend in the entire world, Captain Carlos Rodriguez, he owns Maria Gear Lures. He'll be on the show next time, and we'll bring, you know, some of our customers on to give you honest reviews about our rods. And I love honest reviews. I want to hear what you like. I want to hear what you don't like. I want to, you know, I want to know. And the reason why I want to know this, I want honest reviews, is because I want to improve every step of the way, every minute, every second. I want to improve, improve, improve. Because if I improve, you improve, and you get a product that you really love, you enjoy, that you want, that you'll use. And, you know, hopefully I want, you know, I want to build you a product, a rod that you'll pass down to your kids and let, you know, keep them fishing, that type of thing. You know, I have a lot of passion, a lot of dedication to it. And, you know, I hope y'all will look us up, give us a chance. I hope y'all enjoyed this podcast. Like I said, give us a line, drop us a line sometime, and, you know, stay tuned for future episodes. Well, anyways, my name is James, and I really, really want to thank you all for listening, and I hope you all have a wonderful day. God bless.